Han vår, ge vårt våg, ge vårt boise på. Amen. As you can all tell, I am giving the sermon at a different time today. And the reason for this is we are following Daniel Setbazan's order that we must give the sermon at the correct time in the Balarak. The Balarak, usually, we know, has the sermon at the end of it. And the reason for the sermon being at the end of the Balarak is because everyone comes to church late. And so the priests have turned it into a way to accommodate the people. But since no one has an excuse to be late to church today, I am giving the sermon at the correct time, and from now on we will try our best to give the sermon at the proper time. The sermon is supposed to be given directly following the reading of the gospel because the sermon is directly connected with the gospel. Now, in the Armenian church today, the calendar says that it is called New Sunday or the repeat of Easter. Nor Iraki or Kirkna Zati, the second Easter. And the reason for this is for two reasons. The first, it is the first Sunday after Easter. But it is also a time when the lectionary begins again. The lectionary, that is, the readings of the Gospels. And our church fathers, in their great wisdom, knew that this resurrection season was a time for new life, a time to start again, a time to be renewed. And we see this. Many of us don't, unfortunately, because we're stuck in our homes. But if we go outside, we see that trees are blossoming. We see that animals are running around and children are trying to go out and play. But at the same time, in the old church especially, this was a time when the newly baptized would come into the faith. Lent, as we have been told, was a time for learning our faith, the scriptures, and our traditions. And Easter was a time when they entered the faith and they put their learning to work. They put it into practice. The church fathers who composed the lectionary wanted to remind each and every one of us that in this resurrection season, we must put to work the things that we have learned. And they do this very specifically in the reading of the Gospels. Starting tomorrow and going all the way until Pentecost, all of the four Gospels are read in their entirety, in chronological order. In the morning service, we would read from the Gospel of Luke. In the midday service, or the Balarak, we would learn and read from the Gospel of John. And in the evening service, we would learn and hear the Gospels of Mark and Matthew in their entirety. So when the faithful would come to the church, they would hear the readings of the Gospels, they would learn them, and they would memorize them. And they would see the life of Christ from beginning until the end. We too see, hear, and learn how we must live and put God's word to work. When we hear the word of God, for many of us we think of the Bible. But more precisely, we Christians who are Orthodox understand it as being Christ himself. In the gospel today we hear, in the beginning was the word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That Word is Christ. Christ came, as we say in a couple of moments, we will say in the Nicene Creed. He took body, became man, and was born perfectly of the Holy Virgin Mary. I don't say it in English enough. I know it in Armenian for sure. And it rhymes in Armenian too. But it shows that Christ was not some being up in heaven and just stayed up there. God himself came and became man. He became physical and he walked amongst us and he lived amongst us and he was put to work. There was once a story of a boy who was always studying and memorizing the Bible. He studied all the time and he wanted to learn the Bible from cover to cover. And so finally, he learns all these psalms and all these verses, and one day he goes to school and he sees a girl being bullied. And when he sees this happening, he thinks to himself, the Lord is my refuge and my fortress. Then he goes on, and as he comes home from school, he sees a homeless man who is hungry and is begging for food. And he sees and he comes and he remembers in his mind, a man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word which comes from the Lord's mouth. And he's so excited that he remembers this. And then he goes home, and as he's coming into his house, he sees his neighbor, who is a shut-in old lady. And he thinks to himself, wow, how lonely she is. But he says to himself, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. And he is so excited and so proud of himself that he remembers all these phrases and all these verses that he runs to the church and he goes and tells the priest. And he goes and he says to the priest, he says, there I remembered this thing, this verse, and this verse, and this verse at each of these moments. I'm such a good student that I have learned the Bible. And the priest says to him, memorization is very good. Reading the Bible and learning it is excellent. But it is useless if you do not put it to work. You did not defend that little girl. You did not feed the poor man. And you did not visit the shut-in. Learning, memorizing, and remembering the Bible verses do not make us good Christians. But fulfilling the word and doing it is what makes us a good Christian. Because we will be judged not by the knowledge of what we know, but by the actions of what we have or have not done in this life. So on this new Sunday, I pray that we start a new life. Soon I have heard that the stores will open up again, people will be able to go out of their homes soon, and will be able to have a brand new life. But living in this resurrection season, I ask that we put the word of God to work. We take it out of the Bible and we put it into our lives, making it a living and a breathing part of our lives. Because the word of God is not to be kept in a book, but is to be written on the hearts of every man and must be seen and heard by everyone.